Thank you very much. My topic is slightly different than the previous speakers, although we still measure the surface and subsurface runoff and nitrogen and phosphorus, but more concentrate on the tillage, no-till, conventional till, and the vertical till, the new tillage system. It's very important, I guess, when you try to get the runoff or whatever the balance, you have to know your climate pattern in here. This is in the southwestern Ontario, and this is a potential evaporation. This is this is the rainfall. This is the actual evaporation. This is where you got a lot of deficit in here. It's not enough rainfall to supply the crop. So most of it is late June, July, August, and a lot of a surplus during the spring. So we got a lot of spring runoff and spring tile runoff. So majority, 70% has come at that time. During the cropping season, we do not have much runoff, do not have much surface runoff and subsurface. We're also doing one of water management. Part of the reason is southwestern Ontario, 70% is a clay loam soil, heavy clay, and you need to have subsurface tile, drain the excessive water during the spring. But during the summertime, the opposite, because you got rainfall in there. You do not want to drain the water out, so we do the controlled drainage. So what it does is in the tile, we'll put the riser up. So we put the riser up to keep some rainfall in there. And at the same time, when the drought, we can put the water in sub-irrigation. But this one, we're not talking about sub-irrigation because it's a large field scale. We're only doing the controlled drainage. Sub-irrigation requires the water sources, so that's we're not talking about. But in my experiment, in our plot, we do have sub-irrigation. We're doing the two sides. One of the side is conventional tillage and no-till. And the crop is corn and soybean rotation. The soil, as I say, is the clay loam soil. That's majority of our soil type. And the flow measurement in here, is, the side one, we're using the tipping bucket rain gauge. It's a 2-hectare field. So we'll build a tipping bucket rain gauge. And we knew, you know, from the long-term weather record, we knew how much flow was coming in. So we build a tipping bucket rain gauge big enough, we'll be able to capture the large one. And also small enough, we'll be able to capture a lot of small one. We want to make sure. Otherwise, you could miss in a lot of, you know, flow. And side two, this one in here, we're using the Omega system. This is a new system, and I'm going to show you later on. That particular one is people using that to measure the oil. Actually, all the flow coming in, we can calibrate that. It's a very good system in here. And side one, is, as I say, is no-till and conventional tillage. Side two is the true no-till and vertical tillage, because we've been doing a lot of so-called conventional till and no-till. And a lot of places, nobody doing the mobile conventional till anymore. Not back in quite a while ago. And true no-till, again, a lot of people probably not doing it. Why? Because in the area, you got too wet. It's really no such thing as true no-till. You still need to till a little bit because of the wet. So because of that, we want to compare the true no-till with the vertical. Vertical till really is the minimum tillage. So we've got to see that what the advantage and disadvantage. And as I mentioned, site one is a 4-hectare field, and we got one plot as one site is a true no-till at that time. The grower, they just love that. They just don't want to till at all. And the other field, that grower is just want a conventional till. So we have opportunity to take those two fields and run the experiment, set up in there. And of course, we also in each site, no-till, true no-till versus conventional till, we have a controlled drainage and regular drainage. Regular drainage means whatever, you know, that's a normal people. When the water coming out, the tire set up, the water go. We put the riser in there. And site two, this is the Essex Conservation Authority. Again, it's a big field, 0.35 hectare. And this one in here, originally we set up, have a controlled drainage sub-irrigation, but in this case, we're only doing the true no-till versus the vertical till. And this one is a side one. So we set up right in their field and put the tipping bucket caliper, tipping bucket rain gauge. One is, you know, just for the regular free drainage. The other one is control drainage. And this is a site two. This is, we have a reservoir. As I say, original, we recycle the water. We do the sub-irrigation, but this particular one, I'm not reporting that in there. So this is set up for to measure surface and subsurface runoff. A nitrate measurement using the Track 800. And we do measure the phosphorus in the three different forms. Reactive phosphorus, non-reactive phosphorus, and a particular phosphorus, and we got total phosphorus. And this one is a site one. When we do the setup in here, as I say, we got big drum in here and set up tipping bucket rain gauge, all the water coming in, so automatic measuring here. We use data loggers, so 24 hours we collect data continuously. And this is a tipping bucket we use, as I mentioned, depend on the size of the field, we calibrate that to fit in. This is before we put in the field. Of course, we have to calibrate the tipping bucket rain gauge. We put the non-source of water and we calibrate it, and then we develop the equation in here. So the linear equation in here. And this one in here, as I say, is omega system in here. This is, of course, is auto sample. And this particular system in here, totally sealed, even let's say flooded. When I say flooded, sometimes we need the electricity will be off, water will come in. This had no problem there. Until water subside, there would water will come in, just delay, that's all. This is what it looked like in here, and we have two. One is a vertical till, this is a surface till, and we have five tire in here, and all the water coming in and get to this sensor. This is what the sensor look like here. And this sensor actually right in here. And also, of course, we put this one in here. This is measure the conductivity. The reason we measure conductivity, I'm not reporting here, is our soil will crack. So we want to distinguish what is a macropore flow. Because this, for modeling macropore flow, is very important. Because when they crack, water directly get into the tire. But that's depend on the soil moisture. If you dry it, then that crack will become small. So that cracking is dynamic. So we're using the this is a conductivity meter, continue monitor every 5 minutes. All the data monitor very detailed, so we will be able to distinguish that in it. This is a vertical till machine in here, and this is a no tillage. And vertical tillage, you can see vertical till seems to be grow slightly better. Part of the reason, I think, is because it's very dry, if it's no till, the soil is so hot in here. And once you till a little bit, they even get a little bit more moisture in. So even that little bit of no till has some advantage in here. Initially, I would not think that would be that much different. But from the crop yield point of view, they have that slight advantage. Then we want to see how much in nitrogen and phosphorus aspect. And look at the result here, control genesis in the site one. And this one is increase and or decrease concentration. Compare, that's controlled by control drainage. Negative, this one means the control drainage reduced. This one is nitrogen and phosphorus. And this is total P, and this is K. And this is actual loss. So this means concentration time flow. So again, control drainage reduced conventional till by 13.2% and the no-till by 16.3%. But total P is 7.1%. This one is no-till even more. And this is a concentration, individual concentration. So control drainage have a slightly lower concentration, and the conventional have slightly higher concentration. And the no-till for phosphorus, the same thing. Concentration in the control drainage is slightly lower, free drainage slightly higher. So the concentrations did make a little bit different. Then plus normally it got more flow in the no-till. The reason no-till got more flow is, as I mentioned, they have a macropore flow and also the, you know, they have earthworm channel. So sometimes that's we found out back in 30 years ago, people did not believe that is the case. But in our case, in our soil, no-till generally get more flow. And this is the actual nitrate concentration, similar in terms of the control drainage, similar to the phosphorus. And this is in the conventional till site. So the result for site for the true no-till versus a vertical till, and you can see we measure surface and subsurface, and this is the total. And if you look at the no-till in here, basically they got slightly higher in terms of the flow volume, and the vertical got less because they cut off a little bit of channel in there, so they have less earthworm or macropole, whatever, just a little bit, have a little bit of effect. And they have more, slightly more in the tile here. But the total, the flow only slightly lower, I do not expect. But if this is a conventional till, that would be a big difference in here. And the concentration, and again, vertical slightly higher, but not really that much in here. Very generally in the subsurface portion is lower. So therefore, surface and subsurface tile. Even that little bit in there, that's they ended up the total. And you see the nitrate loss in here, it's got less for the total. It's mainly come from the subsurface, not in the surface, different than the New York. Because this is, we do not have much snow. Most of us, as I say, is early spring in the March and April. And a lot of big events come from there. It's not a snow. So flow weight DRP, and you got similar in here, the vertical till slightly less. And also the, because of you sort of you till a little bit on surface, that the phosphorus in there not sit on the surface in there, you mix up with the surface, that help quite a bit to have less phosphorus going down to the surface and the subsurface. And the DRP loss again is less. If you look at the total, this is a tire. And surface is only slightly different. And also our surface is only 10%. If you look at the total balance, rainfall, about 8 to 10% go to surface. It's about 30 to 40% go to the subsurface. And of course, the evapotranspiration about 55%. Soil water storage about 7%. So if you look at that partition in there, most of it comes from subsurface. So if you can control it, well, that's why when you use the control, I did not report here, when you use control drainage, you reduce tremendously because of that volume. And now if you look at the percent nitrogen loss for use no-till versus vertical till, and you can see they have 30% reduction in here, and DRP is about 20% reduction from the vertical till. So control drainage system reduced flow weight and nitrate concentration by 13.1% and 12.8% for conventional till and no-till. And the control drainage reduced total nitrate loss by 13.2% for the conventional till, and they reduced 16.3% for no-till. Both control drainage and no-till, they have very small difference in yield because we really do not sub-irrigate it. If we put sub-irrigation in there, that could increase. Because as I say, mentioned, mainly all the crop during the growing season, not enough rainfall in there to create any of moisture difference. Although they store some water in there, that's small amount, not enough to make a yield difference, but enough to make a nitrogen and phosphorus difference. And the CDS system reduced flow weight of P concentration by 6.9% for conventional, 1.3, only 1.3 for no-till. And they, if you put that total loss, 7.1% reduction for the conventional, 25% reduction for no-till. And subsurface drainage account for 82 to 86% total flow and between the no-till, conventional till. That's what I say, it's a very important. We do the water balance, and that's where we get the information. So the major NP losses come from the subsurface. And compared with the vertical till, reduced total flow by 13, and then the vertical till and reduced DRP flow weight by 8 and 19, ended up they have nitrate reduction by 21 and 30%. Thank you. Which one?
Conventional till.
Oh, conventional till is, as I said, mobile plow. The actuary is plowed down to 20 centimeters. As I say, I don't think that many people doing that anymore. This was back in, 10, 15 years ago. And still grow do it in our area. One of grow, he still insists that he want to do that in there. But majority of them, I don't think they do that anymore. Oh, besides the no-till, you normally save the energy. A lot of people doing that in there. And, they conserve more water. But in the clay loam soil, unfortunately, during the early spring, you use a no-till, just too wet. So that's why I say even that no-till, true no-till, so-called true no-till, still probably not too many people do in our area. I don't know other areas.